What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Bridging the Geekdoms. I'm your host, Robert Slavinsky, and I got a treat for you today, because today I am going to go over the top 20 biggest movies that are due to come out this year of 2021. And not just films that are just going to be on streaming, but films that are going to hit theaters and bring theaters back from the brink of extinction. I'm excited about it. I hope you're all excited about it. But let's get started. Let's really talk about this and dive into it a bit. Now, the order that I'm going to do this in is in the perceived release order. These are how they should be releasing in theaters this year. Obviously, with everything going on in the world, these release dates could change. But I do believe that most of these, if not all of them, will release in 2021, so I'm looking forward to it. Starting off with the first biggest film of the year, honestly, you think about it, January and February are pretty tame. And that's a good thing, because we're still getting past the whole pandemic, so let's just get past it. Let's not try and push anything out these 2 months. And go into March, mid-March is when we're going to see the first probably big movie of the year. I'm not too excited about it. But Sony Pictures feels that they can build their own universe with Spider-Man's villains, and they're jumping into it. Venom came out a couple years ago. This year, we are getting Morbius on March 19th. Morbius is going to star Jared Leto as Morbius, the living vampire. He is a big, not a big, but he was a decent-sized villain within the Spider-Man universe. He hasn't been brought to live action. In animation, we've seen him in the mid-90s. It's the one that I remember the most, the mid-90s Spider-Man animated series. But he wasn't allowed to bite anybody in that. He had to use hands and take their plasma, as they called it in the show, not drinking blood. So, looking forward to it in a way. I like Jared Leto. I love Spider-Man characters, so I'm interested to see what they're going to do with it, especially with the whole idea and possibility of the Spider-Man multiverse being connected to this universe of Spider-Man characters as well over at Sony. So we shall see, and that is due to release on March 19th. Next up, probably my most anticipated event, movie/series of the year, is Zack Snyder's Justice League. Now, we all know what happened with 2017's Justice League. We understand and know what happened with Zack, him leaving the project, Joss Whedon coming in, finishing, really redoing the entire movie, pushing it out in 2017, and it was not what Zack had intended. After a couple years of social media movements and such, we won. Zack Snyder's Justice League is being released. They gave him anywhere between $30 and $70 million, if not more, to complete this. It's going to be a 4-part series on HBO Max with the potential of releasing in IMAX as well as other theatrical releases around the world. That's due to come out speculatively starting on March 20th. That could change. It could be earlier. It could be later. We do know it's March. We just don't know exactly what day. As of right now, IGN recently posted a listing that it would be releasing on March 20th. Next up is a movie that was supposed to come out a year ago. Last May it was supposed to come out. And just like a lot of these movies, Morbius was supposed to come out last July. But this one here is an interesting one, because I think it's going to be a big film. Now, these films are not always huge. They've gotten bigger over the last few years, over the last few entries in the series. But I think this one's going to be a bit bigger, only because of it being Daniel Craig's last turn at James Bond. And this is No Time to Die. It's releasing on April 2nd. I can't wait for it. The previews look fantastic. Whether you like the current series or the current run of James Bond films or not, there's no denying that Daniel Craig truly made it his own character and really took us into a place that we haven't seen before with the character. So I'm looking forward to seeing this final installment of Daniel Craig's James Bond, and it'll be interesting to see where they go moving forward. I know I plan on doing an episode where I discuss where the future of the James Bond franchise should go, so keep an eye out for that. But on April 2nd, No Time to Die, the final Daniel Craig episode or installment is coming out. April 23rd, this is going to be a sequel to a surprising hit. But it shouldn't really be surprising because people are always looking for that next interesting, surprising horror franchise. And A Quiet Place was a huge success, shockingly, and they got a chance to make a sequel. I don't know much about it. I didn't see the first one, but there's no denying that the second one should be a relatively big hit, especially because this is the first major horror film to come out in nearly 2 years. So I think people are going to be really anxious to see this and excited to see a horror flick this year. The next one, now this one is coming out on May 7th. It's at this point, it will have been almost 2 years, actually I think more than 2 years, since a theatrical release of a Marvel Cinematic Universe movie. Now, Spider-Man, so almost 2 years. That's how long it's been. Black Widow is due to release in theaters on May 7th. Looks good. I think it's a little too late with the character. I don't think she needed her own movie, but they decided to push forward with it. Rumor has it that it's going to be introducing the next Black Widow that's going to go forward with the Avengers and in the MCU. So we will see how that goes and how that plays out. But I'm not overly excited about it, only because I don't think it's needed. I like Scarlett Johansson. I like the character, but I believe her character ran its course. I think it's done. I'm going to go see it. I'm interested in seeing it, but I'm not overly excited about it. But I think fans, because it's been almost 2 years since we've gotten a real Marvel movie, fans are going to be clamoring at the bit for it, and it's going to do big as long as it gets the release in the theaters, which I'm hoping by that time theaters should be fully open. I know in my area, plan is for them to start opening within the next few weeks, so hopefully that happens. Sticking in May 21st, we got Godzilla vs. Kong. Godzilla vs. Kong, this is something I never knew I wanted until they were like, hey, we're making this movie. I was like, hey, I want to see that. That's what we're getting. There hasn't been much in regards to what's going to happen and what we know from it, but I'm looking forward to it. I hope you're looking forward to it because I think it should be a good time. The last two Godzilla films, I think, were fantastic. Kong Skull Island was meh. It wasn't great, but it was definitely better than a Peter Jackson King Kong. Look, come at me. I'm sorry. Definitely better than that. The next one, another horror film, something that people want to see. People love these horror movies, and it's been a while since we've gotten one from this franchise. On the same day that Godzilla vs. Kong comes out, we're getting Spiral from the Book of Saw, the next installment in the franchise of the Saw series. Look, I didn't get all the hype around Saw. It was just that goriness. The first Saw movie I thought was fantastic. I could not believe how interesting and good that movie was. But as the series went on, it was just like, really? 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 And that's just kind of how it kept going. The fact that we have Chris Rock and Samuel L. Jackson in this entices me to see it a little bit. It's kind of a reboot of the series in a way, I think, and I'm interested in seeing it. So, Spiral from the Book of Saw comes out on May 21st. Now, my second most anticipated movie, series, event, whatever project you want to call for 2021 is coming out on June 11th. This was supposed to come out July of last year, and you could ask my fiance, I was mad. When I realized that we weren't going to get to see it last year after waiting nearly, what has that been, 30-some years for this sequel, for a real sequel, for a real continuation of this franchise to come out, I was upset. That damn pandemic ruined everything for me, but we're getting it this June. June 11th, Ghostbusters Afterlife comes out. I cannot wait for this movie. It looks amazing. The cast is fantastic. The fact that they got back everybody that they could to come back and at least make a small cameo or have a small role in this movie is exciting. I cannot wait to see what they do with this film. It looks fantastic. So, that coming out June 11th. The next one, June 25th, Venom, Let There Be Carnage. I could do without that. Look, I know it's going to be big. For some unknown reason, the first Venom was huge. Why? I don't know. I don't get why people thought it was good. I don't get why people liked it so much, but it came out to thunderous applause for some unknown reason. And it automatically got a sequel. I'm interested to see how they utilize Carnage. They utilized Venom poorly in the first one. They utilized pretty much the entire story of Venom poorly in the last one. So I don't have any hope for Carnage in this one. Is this one that I'm going to go see in the theaters? Look, I miss the theaters that much. I may go see it in theaters, but at this point in time, I really couldn't care less about this film, being that the first one, I think, was the worst comic book movie in probably the last 20 years. And yes, I'm saying Fantastic Four from what, 2015 or whatever that was, is better than Venom. Come at me. All right, July. We're getting into July now. We're almost halfway through the year. Well, at least halfway through the list. And one, two... Actually, we are halfway through the list. But on July 2nd, Top Gun Maverick, a sequel to the 80s hit. Top Gun Maverick. I'm looking forward to it. I know Val Kilmer got a chance to be in it, despite his, you know, over the last few years battling throat cancer and all that stuff. From what I understand, he did get some kind of role in this, which I'm looking forward to see. And obviously, Tom Cruise is money. Tom Cruise movie is going to make money. Top Gun is one of his most notable franchises, and it's only ever had one. We're getting a second one now. Interested to see what they do with it. It's a Top Gun movie. Tom Cruise, sure, is going to be yelling, running, and a lot of flying jets. That's what you get. The next Marvel movie comes out the following week for this year, and that is Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. I'm looking forward to it. I'm hoping they don't fall down the same hole that all first movies for characters fall into with this franchise, with Marvel, where it just is very cookie cutter. I'm hoping this kind of expands and does something fun and different. I just have a weird feeling that it's going to feel very similar to an Iron Man, an Ant-Man, a Doctor Strange, a Captain America, Thor. I feel it's going to feel, or it's going to seem like that. Actually, Thor, I'm going to take out of that, because Thor, I think, was very different than the first entries in a lot of those superhero films with Marvel. All right, the next one. I mean, I'm interested. I'm excited about it. The first one came out in 96, I believe. I'm a sucker. That's what I'm looking for. I'm a sucker for a good old animation, real-life, crossover type of thing. My favorite being Looney Tunes Back in Action. My second favorite being Space Jam. And the sequel to Space Jam comes out on July 6th, called Space Jam: A New Legacy. It has the King, LeBron James, in it, basically replacing Michael Jordan, which I've heard... I don't know if it's true, but I heard that he may have a small cameo or some kind of role in this, which makes sense, and I hope that does happen. But from what I've heard about this movie, it's going to be much bigger than just Looney Tunes and a basketball player. From what I understand, they're going to be utilizing the entire sandbox of Warner Brothers characters, whether it's DC related or Harry Potter related, anything. It's gonna be interesting. I definitely want to check it out. I can't wait for it. And you know, is LeBron James a good actor? I mean, let's face it. Michael Jordan isn't a great actor. He did what he did in the first Space Jam. It was a fun movie. You know, when you sit there and watch it today, it's a little cringeworthy with the acting, but it was a good time, good family fun. And that's what I expect from the sequel. On July 16th, we get the first movie of this franchise, because you know this is going to blow up into a franchise. And a lot of people are hoping that this changes the course for video game movies moving forward. And this is the Tom Holland-led Uncharted film. Uncharted is the video game series that has been on the Sony platform of consoles, the PlayStation, I believe it started with PlayStation 2, 3, 4, so on and so forth. It is massively successful, very Indiana Jones-like or Tomb Raider-like, kind of a combination of the two. So it's going to be interesting to see how this transitions to film. I think that concept, that idea, transitions very well. It's not a hard concept to make a movie from, so it'll be interesting to see how it moves forward. the thing I got to tell you, or tell movie studios and directors and writers and producers and all that jazz, don't try to replicate what you get in the video game. That is where it always fails. You know, when you see something like Doom that came out about, what, 15 years ago, and they had to do that first-person view shot, you know, things like that, doing different things, because it ruins the experience. Just give us a good story with great character development, understanding the lore, and I think people will really buy into it and really enjoy it. So, Uncharted, that is July 16th. The next Rock movie comes out the end of July. Undoubtedly, this is going to be a massive hit because The Rock is in it, but it is a Disney film. So a little hesitant on that because lately, in my opinion, Disney films haven't been too great as of late. They're hit or miss, but this is Jungle Cruise. So we'll see. I mean, it's Rock-led. It's going to probably be big because The Rock's in it. I mean, he sells tickets. He sells he sells out theaters. That's what's going to happen. But how big? What's the staying power of this? And how's Disney going to handle it? Are they going to throw it on Disney Plus quickly, right away? You know, how are they going to handle it? That's still unsure, but we'll see how well it does. The next DC film, the DCEU franchise that is moving forward, is the upcoming James Gunn movie, The Suicide Squad. Not to be confused with Suicide Squad that came out back in 2016. This is The Suicide Squad, a sequel slash not sequel to that movie. While it does utilize some of the same characters as well as the same actors, it is kind of a soft reboot of sorts from what I'm understanding of this. It's going to be interesting to see how well this does. James Gunn has the perfect, I think, panache, or whatever you want to call it, to do a movie like this. I mean, he was successful with Guardians of the Galaxy, and they are not nearly as hardcore as the Suicide Squad. I think that is going to suit James Gunn a lot better, the Suicide Squad, compared to Guardians of the Galaxy. It is due to be a rated R film. So we will see how the Suicide Squad does. Remember, they already greenlit a spinoff from that with John Cena's character in the movie called The Peacemaker, which is going to be on HBO Max sometime in 2021, I believe. I think they're running or jumping into production here within the next month or so if they haven't already. So they're really pushing forward with this Suicide Squad stuff, and The Peacemaker supposedly is going to be a really cool show. We shall see. The next horror film is yet again another continuation of a franchise that, at least in this case, should have stayed dead. I was a huge fan of the franchise as a child, loved the movies. Granted, some of them were really corny, really bad, but you can't deny that first movie in this franchise was amazing. And when they brought it back a couple years ago, and they're like, oh, look, we're going to bring back the original actors from it, I was a little excited. I went and saw it and was completely disappointed. And I'm talking about the Halloween franchise. We are getting the next Halloween movie called Halloween Kills on December 15th. I'm not looking forward to it. I really did not like the last one. I just don't know if I'm going to be able to like this one. I'm going to watch it because I am such a diehard fan of the franchise as a whole. I've sat through the worst of the worst of that series. I will see if this one can rectify the crap that was the last one. Yes, sorry. The next movie on November 5th is Eternals, Marvel's next huge galactic universe film called Eternals. This is going to be so interesting. I don't know much about the Eternals. I'm looking forward to this movie for that reason right there. Yes, I will go look and read a couple of the comics. I will find some information and read up about them because I do know that the Celestials are the ones that made them. But how are they going to fit in the overall scheme of the MCU? That's what I'm interested in finding out. I can't wait to see what they do with it because I think it could be really, really cool, especially if they go in the direction I think they're going. And we're going to get into that later this year as we get closer to it and we start discussing what the MCU is going to look like moving forward. This one here, the next movie on here, is coming out November 19th. It's scheduled for November 19th. Although filming is currently going on now, I have a suspicion that this is going to be pushed to 2022. But if not, I hope it does come out. It's a really weird date for this movie because I think it would be a summer blockbuster, which is another reason why I think it's going to get pushed to 2022. But it's Mission Impossible 7. I'm a sucker for this series. I've loved every single one of them. I will watch them on repeat. I love them so much. That's all I could say. What's the next shenanigan that Tom Cruise is going to get into? Ethan Hunt in the Mission Impossible series. Let's see. But this will be huge. But I do think it's going to get pushed to 2022. Finally, the next and the final big Marvel movie of the year is Sony and Marvel's Spider-Man 3. We do not know the title of it yet. I think that's going to be coming within the next month or so. My guess, and you know, hey, you know, despite the fact that they sit there and say, oh, we love each other when it comes to Marvel and DC, the day that we get the Justice League, Zack Snyder's Justice League trailer, release date, all that kind of stuff, within a day or two of that, you know, before, after, somewhere around that, guarantee we're going to have some information on Sony Marvel Spider-Man 3, because this might be the most anticipated Marvel movie since Avengers Endgame. All the rumors surrounding it. Doctor Strange is going to be in it. Is Tobey Maguire in it? Is Andrew Garfield in it? Is Ryan Reynolds in it? Is Charlie Cox in it? So many rumors are popping up about this movie. It's creating a Spider-Verse and really diving into the multiverse of the MCU. People are excited about it. I am, and I hope it lives up to what people are saying or hoping. But that comes out on December 17th. Be sure to check back here as well as spoilerverse.com for so much more regarding that movie, because a lot of stuff is coming out. I'm hearing a few things here and there. I'm definitely going to start getting some articles put up about it. So make sure you check out spoilerverse.com for all that. Finally, the last big movie of this year. Again, a movie that's continuing a franchise that we all thought was dead. How could they continue this franchise after the final installment, which we thought was the final installment? No one really knows how they're going to continue it yet. The concept and idea of this movie has not been revealed. But when you have Keanu Reeves in something, you know it's going to be a decent film at the very least. And they're continuing the Matrix series with Matrix 4 coming out on December 22nd, right before Christmas. I really enjoyed the first Matrix. The second, third one, not my cup of tea. I think they really just, you know, they started up high and it just died with that franchise. Maybe this movie will fix what was so bad about the last two, but it's going to be interesting. To say the least, it's going to be interesting, especially since they got a lot of the characters and cast back, with the exception of Lawrence Fishburne, from what I understand. I don't think they actually got him, which, it is what it is. I mean, he technically didn't die in The Matrix, and that's kind of where I'm going with it. I've been kind of speculating. It seems like the characters they brought back are ones that sort of died while being inside The Matrix. Trinity didn't die in The Matrix, did she? I don't know. Who knows? But with all that, guys, thank you for watching. Let me know in the comments below what movie you are looking forward to seeing in 2021. Did I say it on this list here? Or is there another movie that you are excited about, you cannot wait to see? Getting back to the theaters, watching it, and just eating your popcorn, drinking your soda, looking at that big screen. Let me know in the comments below. Make sure you hit that like button, subscribe, hit that notification button, do all that jazz to help my channel keep growing. I love doing this, guys. I love it, love it, love it so much. So thank you. Thank you so much for watching. With all that said, I will talk at all of you later.